בכבוד.
In time of the Romans, Yimach Shimam, the decree, the Romans did not let us read the Torah. So Chachamim went and asked them, how about we're going to read some stories in the Navi? The Romans, Yimach Shimam, said, that's okay, stories, yes, the Torah, no. So Chachamim replied every week, the Haftarah, and they used to read to call up people to the Navi, seven people, like we call them for the Torah, to call them for the Navi. Later, the decree was cancelled, Chachamim left it. They read the Haftarah. The Haftarah has to have something from the Torah to remind people what was really the Parashah, because we weren't allowed to read the Parashah. So this week's Parashah, one of the subjects in the parasha is Nazir. Chachamim looked in the Tanakh and found a story about Nazir. Somebody that takes upon himself not to have wine, can take a haircut and not become Tameh. So he comes after Ra and reads like this. Shmuel Nabi wrote Sefer Shoftim. And that's what after Ra reads. There was a person, Shpachat Adani, Shmuel Manoach. You should know, the person belonged to Shevet Dan, his name was Manoach. Shpach Kara Velo Yalada. His wife could not have children. The Gemara says they had really a Shalom Bayit problem. That she told her husband, Manoach, we haven't children, we don't have children because of you. And he told her, it's because of you. What's the difference? Why the Gemara has to come up with this kind of story and a statement, why you have to dig into Shalom Bayit of a couple? Who cares about whose fault is this? But I have no children, so? If that's what the Nabi wants to tell you, the Nabi wants to tell you something else. And one day the lady was sitting, and all of a sudden a person arrived, and this really is an Shama, an angel. And he tells her, so the angel tells her, you know what? The problem that you have with your husband, the argument, Shalom Bayit, whose fault is that? It's your fault. But right now, you are conceiving. I says, first of all, why did you tell her it's her fault? Who cares whose fault is that? You want to tell her that she's pregnant? Okay, tell her. I'm coming to tell you that you're pregnant. No. I'm coming to tell you it's your fault. Well, it's my fault. And you're pregnant right now. And therefore, from now on, please, this baby's going to be very holy. So you should restrain yourself from wine. Don't eat anything, not 100%. And this person that you have, this baby, a very big baby. So the lady goes home, she tells her husband, somebody came to me. She describes the person, Yishilakim Nora. She uses the word Nora. So usually, every word in the Navi, it goes to the Navi or HaKodesh. Maybe this is the words of the lady. Now that he was holy man, was Nora. I says he told me that I'm pregnant already. I don't know to go to hospitals no more, doctors. I said he told me this baby is going to be very big, and he'll save himself from the Plishtim. At the time, the Plishtim, Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon. Same like today. Father Dam Israel started when Dam Israel came out of Egypt. Killed $200,000 from Shevet Ephraim. Kept fighting with Dam Israel constantly. And this baby is going to save us from the Plishtim. Shimshon. 20 years Shimshon was running. as a president of Am Yisrael, as a judge, killed a lot of Pelishtim, Hamas. So the Navi says that the husband prays to Hashem and says, listen, my wife told me this, but can you send again this holy man to direct us exactly, to tell us exactly what we have to do? He doesn't trust us so much. So Hashem listened, and the holy man came to the lady again. He hasn't come to him. She's in the field. She runs home. She calls him. And he tells him, the husband asks him, are you the man that told my wife yesterday? She said, yes, I'm the man. And whatever I told her, you should be careful also. She should be careful. And on the wine, she's this. This baby is going to be Nazir, he cannot have wine. And then he's very impressed with him. Manoach, impressed with it. It's God, the holy man. He says, maybe he should give you something, maybe lunch. He said, no, maybe nothing. If you want to do something, sacrifice to Hashem. And he says, he sacrificed, the Manoach sacrificed on the rack something over there, a goat, a deer. And then they see the holy man goes up to Shamayim. Before he goes up to Shamayim, Manoach asks him, what's your name? He tells him, my name is Surprise, Pele. What's the difference? Why is he asking him? What's the difference? What he answers him? Esav. Hamin chose Esav. Again, something that has to do with the Nazir. This guy is a Nazir. The Torah tells us a story, Parashat Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu arrived in Laban's house and he wanted to marry Rachel. And he meets Rachel in the well. And Rachel said, I'd like to marry you. Rachel said, listen, I have an older sister, even though they were twins. But Leah was a little bit older, a few minutes. Said, Rachel already warns Yaakov. And she told Yaakov, listen, my father is a tricker, is a liar, and he tried to trick us. So the Gemara said they made signs between themselves, three signs, that in case Laban will make a switch. Yaakov knew right away it's not Rachel and won't go under the chuppah. The Gemara tells us that Laban made a switch, but before Leah went to the chuppah, Rachel gave her the signs. Told her she's getting embarrassed. And only in the morning Yaakov realized it's Leah. And then the Torah tells us that he came to Laban. Laban said, okay, you stay another week. They finish Sheva Bachot with Leah. We're going to marry Rachel. He worked another 7 years. Okay. He tells us that they had immediately four children, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Rachel Akara. Rachel can't have children. The Torah tells us that Rachel goes to Yaakov and he says, Abba Libanim, I need children. I mean, boys. I met Anochi, otherwise I'm dead. So the Gemara explains the dialogue between Rachel and Yaakov. Rachel tells Yaakov, listen, your father and your mother also didn't have children. 20 years, Rivka could not have a child. And Yitzchak prayed. Sounds like you don't pray for me. So the Gemara says, Yitzchak answered her, well, you know, I got children already. I got from Leah. You got your problem. But the Gemara has a little complaint about Yaakov, the way he talks to Rachel. But that's how the Gemara describes the dialogue, the conversation. Then Rachel said, okay, but how about, even though it sounds the same, but how about your grandfather, Abraham and Sarah? Didn't your grandfather, Abraham, try very hard for Sarah? The Gemara says, Yaakov answered, it's true, but you should know the reason really why Sarah had a baby, if it's true, is because Sarah decided to give her maid Hagar to me to break so-called her, I say, a jealousy, a pride, her habits, and therefore My grandfather had a baby boy, Yitzchak. The Gemara says that Rachel said, if that's the case, I have a mate too, Bila. I'm going to release Bila, and you're going to marry Bila. You're going to marry Bila, and maybe Ibanei gam anochi mimena. So I'm going to have children, I'm going to raise. Gemara says, Rachel tells Yaakov, I'm going to raise Bila's babies. Gemara says that Bila was pregnant and she had a baby boy. Rachel called him Dan. And she had another one, Naftali. Then Leah, Gemara says, had Yisachar and Zvulun. Zilpah had already got an Asher. Then comes the Torah and says, Vayizkor Elokim et Rachel. Hashem remembers Rachel. Says the Gemara, Hashem remembers Rachel? What do you mean? Gemara says, Hashem remembers that Rachel gave the signs to her sister. And said, this was almost 6 years ago. What took HaKadosh Baruch Hu so long to remember what happened almost 6 years ago? Rachel gave the signs to Leah under the chuppah. In the meantime now, Leah already has 6 children. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Bila already has 2. Zilpah already has 2. Come the Torah says, Vayizkor Elokim et Rachel. Hashem remembers Rachel. Now remember Rachel. Now remember Rachel. So, and Hashem gave Rachel. So, story in the Torah. Comes the Torah and tells us the last day of Yaakov Avinu, he calls the Shvatim. He gives each one a bracha. He comes to Dan. This is Bila's son. He says, Dan, Yadin Amok Yachad Shevtei Yisrael. Dan is going to judge his nation like Am Yisrael. Like Am Yisrael. Hashem says a description of this guy, Dan, is going to judge Am Yisrael ke'achad Shevtei Yisrael. Achad Shevtei Yisrael. So it's a Gemara, either like David HaMelech or like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he says to me. This guy, Dan, he'll judge Am Yisrael like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, who is this guy? He done achash al yorach shvon al derech. Moshech ikbe Yisus v'poloch v'achor shetcha kibiti Hashem, says the Gemara, Yaakov Avinu, in Ruach HaKodesh, he says, it's Shimshon. It's Shimshon. He is going to judge Am Yisrael like either David HaMelech or like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yaakov Avinu's blessing to them. So he refers, the Gemara says, he refers to Shimshon. Shimshon. What do you mean? He's going to but he's going to judge Am Yisrael like Hashem. What does it mean? Says Rabbi Tamin Uziel, when Rachel named the baby Dan, why she called him Dan? The Nani Elokim. Rabbi Uziel, Rachel Ruach HaKodesh, Imautin Ayu Neviot. And Rachel said, listen, this baby Bila gave birth to, this guy is the grandfather of Shimshon. That's what it is. That's what Rachel had in mind. She called him Dan. What do you mean, Dan? Dan, Bill. When you see Parshat Vayechi, Yaakov is going to give blessing to Dan. He's going to say, Dan, who is Dan? Who is this guy? This Dan means nothing. Dan means Shimshon. Shimshon, he is going to judge Am Yisrael, and he's going to be like David HaMelech, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rachel had in mind. When Rachel named this baby Dan, she had in mind what Yaakov is going to have later, the last day of his life, and said, this is Mr. Dan, Shimshon. I said, what is this Shimshon? What is Shimshon? So the Chachamim said like this. Says, this girl, this lady, Shimshon's mother, Kamara said her name is Hatzalfoni. Hatzalfoni. So it comes from the word sail. Shade, shadow. I said, she saw twice an angel. So, Ari says, this is a very powerful name. Somebody needs Yeshua, should say that name, Hatzalfoni, is Yeshua. Helps. In difficult situations, the person needs some Yeshua. I says, that's a powerful name. What is this name? What do you know about this lady? Rabbi Kahani said like this. Read after all. Torah tells you. Ishechad was a person. Shmo Manoch. Ishto Akara v'lo yalada. It says, his wife cannot have children. It says, who cares if she could or she couldn't? Well, the bottom line is, she's going to have a baby, and he's going to be Shimshon. Who cares if she could have a child? And you say, Akara. He says, Akara. And he says, Rachel Akara. This lady represents Rachel Imenu. So he says, come on, I want to tell you something. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu came from Shamayim, and he told them, Israel, it's a mitzvah. Hashem wants you to do a Mishkan. And Hashem designated Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur Matei Yehuda. Hashem said, I injected wisdom, that, Muna, knowledge, understanding, this Bezalel. But they are Tzalef. He knew, the Gemara says, how to put together names of Hashem to meet the Mishkan. In him, Hashem said, another engineer, Eliyav ben Achisamach l'Matedan, Charash v'Choshe. I said, we need two engineers for. What's wrong, Bezalel? So? The Torah says, no, Bezalel will have somebody next to him. I said, Bezalel, the Torah says, he is from Yehuda. This guy, Eliyav, he is from Dan. Says the Gemara, David HaMelech, his father is from Yehuda. His mother's name was Nitzavet Bat Adiel from Dan. He says, this lady is Slaha Salfoni. She is from Yehuda. Her husband is from Dan. When you read the Torah describes Yehuda like a lion. Gur Ariyeh Yehuda. Moshe Rabbeinu, Zot HaBracha, when he gives the blessing, he says, Dan Gur Ariyeh. Also, Dan is a lion. He says, well, what is this? What's this power of this guy? What is power? Torah tells us Dan had only one boy. His name was Hushim. He was deaf. But last week, Parashah, we read numbers of the Shvatim. It's from one baby, Hushim. You know, it's over 60,000 people. Almost like Yehuda. Enormous amount of children. And who is this guy Dan? Who is this guy? One says, Yaakov Avinu said, Shimshon was supposed to be the first Mashiach. Shetcha kiviti Hashem. Yaakov finishes the blessing that he gives Dan. He says, Hashem, I hope for you, Yeshua. Not for my Yeshua, for Hashem is Yeshua. He sees that Shimshon is going to get killed. One says, Shimshon is supposed to be the first Mashiach. Shimshon, the Gemara says, Shimshon, the word Shimshon is one of Hashem's names. He says, Shimshon, he is going to judge Am Israel. Says the Gemara, Daya did not mock Achad Shifte Israel. What's Achad? Who is the Achad? Either David HaMelech or Hashem. What it means, Gemilak Hashem. Says the Gemara, look. You want to say something about Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara says, Valachta Bedrachav, Tibilak Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says, but Hashem does is nothing for himself, only for others. Nothing for himself. There's a Gemara, Shimshon, Chigir B'Shnei Ragla. Shimshon was crippled in 2 feet. The Gemara says, Bilam, Elech Shavi. It says, Bilam was crippled in 1 foot. Shimshon, Shechifon. Yaakov Avinu said, this guy, Shimshon, he couldn't walk without a stick. We describe Shimshon, people think, you know, this is who knows what. Some people say he wasn't even tall. He was in a medium size. Some people say when he was in a short one, shorty. And he couldn't even walk straight. He had to have a stick. Just like about 20 years, he was the judge of Israel. He never asked anybody, can you please handle me my stick? Never used anybody for anything. Dan Yidam Moki Hachifte Israel, the Gemara says, he imitated HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's nothing for himself, he worries about others. He says, Where do you get this? Dan says, look, this guy Shimshon is the grandson of Dan. Dan is the son of Bilha. Rachel, Imenu, told Yaakov, listen, honey children, and I really don't want you to marry somebody else. Enough. He got married to Leah. But for the sake of children, not for me, for the sake of children. The Gemara in Matan, they knew that Yaakov has to have 12 shvatim. I said, I'm ready to sacrifice myself. You should marry Bila. Break her jealousy, break her pride, break her habits. And the Zohar says, you should know, you go to Eretz Israel today, the Shekhinah is in Rachel Kever, not in the Kotel. You go to the Kotel first, from the airport, you go say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom. But from the Kotel, you go to the Shekhinah is Barachel Menah. Says the Gemara, I want to tell you something. Ma'an says, when Hashem put the statue in Kodesh HaKodeshim, Hashem decided to destroy the world. So Abraham came to Hashem, he says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please. Hashem said, forget about it. Yitzchak came, Hashem said, I had it already. Yaakov came, Hashem said, done. Ma'an says, Rachel came to Hashem. Rachel came to Hashem and said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to tell you something. Remember my wedding? I have made signs with Yaakov. And the last minute I gave it to my sister. So I didn't mind so much to bring a stranger to my life. Because I knew I'm going to end up with Yaakov. The question is, if Leah is going to get in between. No, she won't get in between because we made signs. So Yaakov, by the way, is going to realize it. Nevertheless, I did not care and I let it go. Can you let it go? Says the Gemara, the Haftarah, if you read on Rosh Hashanah, the Rish says, is this the Haftarah about Rachel Emenu? And Hashem tells her, don't worry, don't worry. Says the Rish, the second of Rosh Hashanah, it's called Dina Rafia. And says the person, Rish says, the person should pray to Hashem, Hashem should judge him on the second of Rosh Hashanah. I says, read after I, you know how to escape the judgment. You have to be like Rachel Emenu. I says, the world standing still today is not Rachel Emenu. That's what the Zohar says. The Shekhinah is about Rachel Emenu. It's not about the Kotel. I says, Hashem is about the Kotel as well. But Nesiv Shekhinah is in Kever Rachel. What is Rachel? She is responsible for the world. I mean, Hashem did not listen to Rav Tzak Yaakov. Chachamim says, we see in Shmoneser, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Really should say, okay, Rachel. But it's very hard to a person to hang on the merit and the privilege of Rachel. To be like Rachel, to give your life completely for somebody, there's only Rachel could do it. So Abraham couldn't help nothing. So Chachamim say, that's what the world was saying. That, what did she do? Well, she gave it up, okay. So Chachamim said, look, it's true, you know, but still, you know, it's not 100% that you don't worry about your life, anything. Look, she still is your sister, she's the older sister, maybe you had mercy on her, maybe you're afraid of your father, Lavan, the liar, the tricker, and maybe that's why. Still, she doesn't have children. The Torah says, Leah has 4 children, then Rachel goes to Yaakov and says, listen, I need to have a child. Now I'm dead. See now, remember what I did 6 years ago. I'm going to do it again now with Bila, my maid. Remember, same thing. I'm going to bring to my life another so-called competition. The Gemara says the worst thing for the lady is she has a competition. You should know that's a test. So whatever I did 5 years ago that I gave the signs to my sister, you can say, excuse, you know, she's my older sister, and I'm afraid of my father. Now it's not like this. Now, so-called, I stamp that I am not for myself. If I would do it for myself, the last thing is I would just release my maid again to be with you. From that release, Bila had a baby. And the Gemara says, Rachel told Yaakov, I'm going to raise that baby. Albert Kai, says the Gemara says. I said, what do you want? Well, I'll tell you what I want. I'm going to tell this baby, Hamim said, she nursed him. Rachel nursed him. Rachel nursed him. How can she nurse him? She has no feel. Hamim said, almost like nursing.
Who is this baby? This baby is Shimshon. Don. This baby is Don. Don is not Don. Don is Shimshon. Shimshon was born from Rachel breaking her habits, her jealousy, her pride. Nothing. That thing is going to save the world in time of Menashe. So the whole world is standing on this guy Shimshon. This guy Shimshon, Yaakov Avinu said, he's going to judge Israel like Hashem. What do you like Hashem? Nothing for himself. It doesn't mean anything. He's not going to ask anybody, can you be transfer me to Coca-Cola? Can you transfer me from the table? I need more hummus. I need more this. Can you transfer me? So Shimshon did not ask anybody, can you give me my stick? He couldn't make one step without a stick. I says, this is Shimshon. I says, this is the girl. So Navi is going to tell you, now look, this Lengel Hatzalfoni is a power name. What is the power name? She is the spark of Rachel Imenu. Of course, she's from Yehuda, and Rachel Imenu is Rachel, but still, Chachamim say, that's what the Haftarah reads, and tells you, this guy Shimshon is going to save Israel from the Plishtim, because he's nothing for himself. This guy Don is nothing for himself. He says, everything is Rachel Imenu. Everything is Hatzalfoni. Let Chachamim say that Chachamim chose that thing. He says the Mashiach has to come from Dan and Yehuda. Has to be. David HaMelech's mother was from Yehuda. I say, what's the problem? The Mishkan. Mishkan must be from two people, two engineers, Yehuda and Dan. What's so important about it? Because Chachamim say, Musar is Dan. Rachel Imenu. Musar is Rachel Imenu. Dead. Yehuda, yeah. I came with Torah, I can open the yeshiva in Egypt. With this, everything can jump into the water. The Gemara says, Achal Machut, because it's a Munah. It's not enough. Kol Shemaasav Morbim Chochmato, Chochmato Metkayemet. Kol Jirato Kotemet Chochmato, Chochmato Metkayemet. First, Yevira. First, you have to have Musar. As Hashem said, you want to have Mishkan, you need two engineers. One from Yehuda, fine. And you need somebody from down. And you need Mashiach Shimshon, also. So it's not exactly over here, but it's secret because what Rachel did is she injected into Leah some power that Leah has some kind of mercy that she got from Rachel. I mean, say this is called Tikkun Chatzot, Tikkun Rachel, Tikkun Leah. And say that's the secret. It's not. Want Mashiach for ourselves? Man Shmo be'ahava mili Mashiach Hashem kili shiotcha kivinu kol hayom. That Yaakov Avinu said, shiotcha kiviti Hashem. Yaakov said, hope for Hashem Yeshua, not for my Yeshua. Like Hashem is for others, Rachel was for others, Shimshon was for others. That Shimshon really is the son of Rachel Imenu. I said, this is Don. This is Rachel Imenu said, she's going to raise Don. She's going to. That's what she named it Dan because of Shimshon said, Sermon to Menuzi. So Ramin said, it's always this Haftarah comes immediately after Shavuot. After Shavuot, as well as Shavuot, and then we have Galuta. As well as Shavuot, expect coming out of exile. Says, yeah, everybody's. Lebechadishachad means you should worry about somebody else, you should worry about yourself. You worry about somebody else, as well. Mashiach come from Amen.